But first, a change of mind due to genuine feedback and six calls to former Prime Minister Paul Keating were given as reasons for the backflip on superannuation announced by Treasurer Jim Chalmers. The plan to tax unrealised gains meant that people may have had to stump up cash for tax according to paper values rather than actual cash, which could cause issues for those that have assets that could not easily be converted to cash to pay the tax. I asked Deputy Liberal Leader and Shadow Treasurer Ted O'Brien what he thought had prompted the change in policy.
I think there's no doubt that the Prime Minister had to intervene. The Treasurer has spent a good 2 years trying to defend the indefensible. It was a fundamentally unfair policy, and it was receiving criticisms from all walks of life. And neither the Treasurer nor the Prime Minister were capable of answering very straight questions in the Parliament on this. Of course, Paul Keating even got involved. Ultimately, I would say the Prime Minister clearly intervened, and that led to a humiliating backflip on the part of the Treasurer.
I mean, if you're an accountant, when you're talking about what you need to put in the balance sheet, if it's an unrealised gain, it's not a gain until it actually happens. It was a bit of a difficult thing to swallow, wasn't it?
It was, to think that you were going to get away with taxing Australians for, effectively, it was theoretical profits. Profits that had not been made, profits that may never be made. They were going to be taxed for them. It was clearly a breach of our tax law. It crossed a red line, and it would have opened up, it would have set a precedent for the same very bad principle to be applied to different assets, not just super balances. And so this was the real concern that we had. It was very poor public policy in the first place, but it would have led to a very slippery slope for a government which is spending too much. I mean, you know, this is the highest spending government since Whitlam outside of recession, and they've got no fiscal rules containing that spending. So they're going after higher taxes, and they're slugging more debt on the national credit card. And so we know they are hungry for money to feed that addiction to spending. And I think what Jim Chalmers had put up was just an indication of how desperate they are to get their hands on money. And in that case, it was the retirement savings of hardworking Australians.
But it does seem that a lot of the hardworking Australians have done pretty well. And if they've got over $10 million in their super fund, you know, maybe they should be making a bit more of a contribution to the debt that we find that we're in.
Well, you might be talking about his new super tax. Is that right? I mean, certainly.
Yeah, the $10 million seems to be the other threshold, isn't it? The 40%.
Well, so to be clear, this is, he had to come out and he had to dump his sort of super tax 1.0. And in doing so, he announced his super tax 2.0. Candidly, I think that was more an indication of not tax reform, but damage control, because he immediately was incapable of answering the most basic questions about that new tax plan.
And will the coalition be supporting these changes when that goes through to the Senate? I understand that the Greens have some concerns.
Well, because we haven't seen any detail, you just can't preempt where we might go, is the truth of it. When you have somebody like Anthony Albanese and Jim Chalmers, whose natural instinct is to go after higher taxes and higher debt, that they want to work very closely with the Greens, and they don't reach out to the coalition, well, that says it all, right?
And the problems that we have in raising revenue, what do you think is the best option if, you know, you were in government?
Well, I think the two priorities that I would point to is, one, the government needs to stop its spending spree, and two, it needs to grow the economic pie. So on the spending spree, the things I'd be recommending the government does today, and this gives you a hint for where I believe the coalition should be going. Firstly, It should be introducing fiscal rules, so quantifiable rules that contains its spending. Ever since Peter Costello was treasurer, there was a charter of budget honesty. Every treasurer of the land has had rules that contains its spending, whether that be, you know, tax to GDP, these sorts of things, right? Except Jim Chalmers. There are no rules, which is why he is now taxing and he is spending like we have never seen before. So debt will hit $1.2 trillion under his own plan by the time of the next election. He is planning another decade of deficits.
Deputy Liberal Leader and Shadow Treasurer Ted O'Brien speaking with me there.